From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Congress is expanding its probe into conduct of Secret Service agents in Colombia ahead of President Obama's visit there. 12 agents are under investigation, at least 11 regarding possible association with prostitutes. Peter King of New York chairs the House Committee on Homeland Security.
The most important question is, did any of those foreign nationals have access at any time to any data, any information of any type that could have compromised the President of the United States?
Senator Joseph Lieberman, who chairs the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says he wants more information, too. Sudan's warplanes have carried out air raids near the town of Bentiu in South Sudan. A senior South Sudan official describes the attack as a serious escalation and a clear provocation. The BBC's Hannah McNeese, who is there, tells us what she's seen.
This morning, we were driving to the army barracks. We crossed a bridge, and all of a sudden we were hearing anti-aircraft fire. And we jumped out of the car, and we saw one plane, what South Sudan is calling a fighter jet. One of the bombs, a missile, hit around 50 meters from us, very near to the bridge. And we heard another missile fall just near the bridge, and then we saw a huge plume of gray smoke rising in the other direction, and it was in the Rupkona market. There were stalls on fire. We saw a little boy that had been burnt to death, and we were told that three people were injured there.
And that's the BBC's Hannah McNeese reporting from South Sudan. A survey out today suggests companies in the U.S. are planning to step up their hiring as the year progresses. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports on the latest findings from the National Association for Business Economics.
The NABE asked members from dozens of companies and trade organizations about jobs. 39% of those responding say they expect hiring to pick up in the next 6 months. That's a double-digit increase from January. 44% say wages and salaries are rising, perhaps reflecting a greater demand for workers, also a double-digit gain. The survey shows more respondents also believe that the nation's gross domestic product will hit 2-3% in the final quarter of this year. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
New data show the 17 countries using the euro currency still face an uphill path to control debt. The European Union Statistics Office confirms that even if Eurozone countries are cutting their deficits, harsh austerity programs are not producing lower overall debt. It's increased, rather, to the highest level since the creation of the euro in 1999. Ireland's debt is the highest in the Eurozone as the country continues to bail out banks, and Spain says it is back in recession. This news has helped push stocks in Europe and in the U.S. lower today. From Washington, this is NPR News. Today is the 458th anniversary of the birthday of William Shakespeare. Launch of the World Shakespeare Festival marks the event. NPR's Philip Reeve says in London the Bard's plays are being performed in dozens of languages.
37 Shakespeare plays in 37 different languages, from Swahili to Japanese, are being staged over 6 weeks at London's Globe Theatre. It's part of an international celebration of the Bard's works and a cultural festival ahead of the London Olympics. King Lear's in Belarusian, The Tempest in Bangla, and you can see an Arabic rendering of Cymbeline by the world's newest country, South Sudan. Maori actors from New Zealand managed to weave their warrior dance into Troilus and Cressida. Organisers say, don't worry if you don't understand it all. Some Shakespeare is easy to figure out.
Se o no se.
Hola,
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Myanmar's newly elected parliament opened today, but opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and 42 other members of the party have boycotted. They say they cannot accept the oath of office, which requires them to safeguard the constitution. Suu Kyi's goal is to rewrite the constitution to limit the power of the military, which ruled Myanmar, also known as Burma, for decades. The European Union today says it is suspending most sanctions against Myanmar to help support the country's moves toward democracy, although it is keeping an embargo on arms sales in effect. And opening arguments start today in the trial of former Democratic senator and presidential candidate John Edwards on conspiracy to conceal an extramarital affair. He denies the charges. This is NPR News.